Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with each of you a relevant kingdom teaching. I am excited. I'm going to tell you all, I am so excited to be with you today as God is just moving in such a wonderful way, and he just impressed upon my heart and spirit this morning earlier that people needed to hear regarding the stages and the preparedness of purpose in life, and to make sure that we are in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And he posed the question this morning, are you ready for the next stage? So, Father, we thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this another teaching opportunity. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for that which you placed in me to release on today, God, that you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we pray for those who are listening now and for those who will listen later, God, that they will hear you in this message, that they will understand that there is some readiness that they have to go through. There is some maturity that's needed in order for us to go to the next stage. Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So we're going to start this teaching in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 through 26, and I'm going to read this to you from the Living Bible, and it reads this way. I was looking out the window of my house one day and saw a simple-minded lad, a young man lacking common sense, walking at twilight down the street to the house of this wayward girl, a prostitute. She approached him saucy and pert and dressed seductively. She was the brash, coarse type, seen often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner for men to be her lovers. She put her arms around him and kissed him, and with a saucy look said she, I was just coming to look for you, and here you are. Come home with me, and I'll fix you a wonderful dinner. And after that, well, my bed is spread with lovely colored sheets of finest linen imported from Egypt, perfumed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come on, let's take our fill of love until morning, for my husband is away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him and won't return for several days. So she seduced him with her pretty speech, her coaxing and her wielding, until he yielded to her. He couldn't resist her flattery. He followed her as an ox going to the butcher, or as a stag that is trapped, waiting to be killed with an arrow through its heart. He was as a bird flying into a snare, not knowing the fate awaiting it there. Listen to me, young men, and not only listen, but obey. Don't let your desires get out of hand. Don't let yourself think about her. Don't go near her. Stay away from where she walks, lest she tempt you and seduce you. For she has been the ruin of multitudes. A vast host of men have been her victims. Wow. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear in that passage of Scripture how very relevant that what might be to those of us today? Not that we're being seduced by a prostitute, but we are being seduced by the enemy to get our attention away from what purpose may be. In this account, we see that this young man was not prepared for this stage of life. We've got to know that each stage of life in ministry comes with an increased level of demand and expectations that must be supported by an appropriate level of faith and maturity. Now, it says in here that this was a young man, a simple-minded man, and he was going up against somebody who knew what she was doing, who knew the right words to say. She knew the right touch to make. She knew the right eye contact and body language to give him, to get him out of his self, to bring him into her. It is that way, such with the enemy. The enemy knows what will push our buttons and often will get in the way and begin to show us things and plant little seeds into our ear gates and allow us to misstep that which God has for us. But you've got to know that as you face these stages in life, that there is a grace and an anointing on your life that will be released in the stage, but you have to be prepared. You have to be mature enough to recognize what is taking place. The grace and the anointing for a particular stage in your life will be released consistent with your level of maturity or understanding of the investment of the Father's grace on your life. Now, do you understand really how important what God has placed in you? Do you understand how important that is? You know, many of us in the earth have the ability to do many different things, and you see a lot of people who want to copycat. If they see you do it, then they want to do it. If they see you wear it, then they want to wear it. And it's cool. It's cool that you're that one who makes that kind of impact. But when it comes to your gift, when it comes to the anointing, when it comes to the assignment that you've been placed in the earth to do, that assignment is specifically for you. So the grace and the anointing on your life is just for you to fulfill that which God requires that you fill. So as you understand what God has invested in you, when you understand the anointing that he has placed on your life, when you understand the grace that he's given you in the midst of all of these situations, it will better help us prepare and mature into the level that we need in order to go to that next stage. Now, maturity speaks directly to how much you understand about the kingdom that's in you. How much do you understand? How much do you realize that the kingdom is in you? I'm telling you all that for many years I existed based on religious teachings, religious beliefs, religious rhetoric, and not really understanding the kingdom mandate that was on my life, not fully understanding that there was an intent purpose that God had placed me in the earth. I was just going about doing whatever I was doing to please people. So the opportunity for a lad such as this to really make sense to me, that I was in the midst of those who were trying to lure me in and even lured me into going paths that were not predicated by God's plan for my life. But now that I have a better understanding about the kingdom that's in me, I'm able to now move forward and be able to resist a little bit better. Come on, temptation does still come. But I'm able to resist and walk away from the temptations that now show up because I have an understanding. The word tells us that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. When you understand the power and the authority and the anointing that rests upon your life, that's within you. When you understand that the Holy Spirit is a gift, that's within you to lead you, to guide you, to instruct and comfort you. When you understand what you house on the inside of you, it makes you better able to move forward in things and not be distracted. You will never mature. You will never mature beyond your own level of understanding pertaining to the investment of the Father's grace in your life. You will never, hear me clear, you will never mature beyond your own level of understanding. We look at this account of this young lad. He was not able to do anything except to be seduced, because he didn't have a level of understanding of his maturity. He felt like, I'm one of the boys now. I'm growing up. I'm a big boy. I can handle myself. Little did he realize, no, baby, you're not ready. You're not ready. And see, some of us have gotten to a place where we are ready to move forward. We're ready. We're running. We're ready. But we're not mature enough to go to that next place because we don't fully understand what it is that God is trying to do in our lives. Our level of faith, maturity, and anointing must be consistent with the demands and opportunities that will be placed on us and presented to us on a particular stage. Hear me. Our level of faith, maturity, and anointing must be consistent with the demands and opportunities that will be on us and presented to us on a particular stage. I like that right there, because when I think about Valerie and the stage that Valerie is in right now, I rejoice. Because I've been quiet. I've been maturing. I've been in a state of preparation for the last 9, 10 months. Yeah, about 10 months. In a stage of preparedness, not just with myself, but with my husband, as we're preparing for the next stage that God has for us regarding the ministry. There was never a time that I felt that I had to move forward, realizing that I wasn't moving forward in myself. This was no longer a one-man show, not that it ever was, because it was always God-given. But I realize now that it's not just Empowerment Place, Valerie, but it's Empowerment Place, Benny and Valerie, that we are one. So as we move forward, we have to move forward in a readiness and a maturity together to fulfill what God has placed us in the earth to do. So our level of faith and maturity and anointing is now consistent with the demands and the opportunities being placed on us. On this particular stage, God had it so that I wasn't going out. I wasn't before a lot of people. I was quiet. I was being kept. I was being protected. Hallelujah. Being protected for the season that we're about to approach. We've got to be ready to flow in the dimension of grace in the particular stage that we're in for the audience and the situations that we're being confronted with. And I'm grateful to God that I am and we have been. But it's only because we were willing to get the necessary teachings. We're under magnificent leadership at Kingdom Ministries Global Church, where some would probably question, Valerie, you're a leader, you're a pastor, why are you there? I'm there because that's what my assignment was, to go. Our assignment was to go and sit under leaders who would pour into us, leaders that would speak truth to us, leaders that would guide us in our next steps and our next stage. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying to you, for some of you listening this morning, please be mindful of who you are connected to, because often who you are connected to are not the ones that are to prepare you for the next stage. I know they got a lot of people following them. I know they got a big cohort that looks like that's the place to be, but you've got to go where God is leading you. You have to go where you're going to be fed the proper nutrients to help you mature into your next stage. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. When we look at the stages in life, when we look at how we're moving and the things that we're going to grow into, please understand that your uniqueness, how unique you are, how very different you are, how you don't wear the fashion trends that everyone else is wearing, you don't wear your hair like everybody else is wearing their hair, and you don't wear the shoes. You are comfortable in being yourself. Guess what? At a certain stage of life or ministry, your uniqueness and the things that God uses to distinguish you to shine forth are with purpose. I posted on Facebook, I think earlier this week, a picture of these leaves, and there was one red leaf in the middle of these yellows and greens, and God had spoken even then that it's okay for you to stand out. It's okay that you don't blend in, and it took me a while to learn that lesson, but I'm very comfortable with the fact now that I don't have to fit in. It's not needful that I fit in, because the message that he has given me does not sound like everybody's message. The way that I present the message doesn't look like the way that everybody else presents the message, but the way that I live my life gives God glory, honor, and praise, because I seek to please him in all that I do. So that thing about you that's unique, that thing that makes you stand out in the crowd, embrace it, because that's a part of what God is going to use to open up the next stage for you, to open you up to the new audience that's awaiting you, to get you to that next platform where everything else had been black, white, and gray, and you step in a power orange. Embrace your uniqueness. And as you're embracing your uniqueness, also embrace your craft, embrace your sound, embrace that thing that supports the gift that God has placed on the inside of you. See, this young lad in this account in Proverbs, he didn't understand who he was. He didn't know what he was up against. He was just going with the flow. When you are preparing for the next stage, you can't just go with the flow. You can't just go with whatever words you're hearing. You can't go with whatever look you get. You've got to know down within yourself. You've got to be led of the Holy Spirit to show you specifically what you need to be saying and doing, so that you can develop your craft. I'm grateful to God because, you know, since my adulthood, I'll say that, because as a child, as a young person, I kept my mouth quiet more than I spoke because of esteem issues and abuses. I didn't make a lot of noise. But once I began to open my mouth and people began to hear, a lot of people would always say to me, oh, you've got a voice. Oh, you've just got a voice. You need to do this. You've got a voice. And I didn't really embrace that because I was like, I don't hear it. I don't get it. That's not, no. And then one day I just stopped and listened. I listened to my voice, knowing that it wasn't my voice, but it was his voice speaking through me, and I was able to embrace it. And now, because that's a part of who I am, I now use it to glorify him greater through venues such as Blog Talk Radio, through avenues such as ministry in the marketplace. I now use this voice because he's matured me to understand that it's a part of purpose. Then you've got to understand that there is process. There's process that we must go through in order to get to the promise that he has for us. There is process and maturity that we have to go through in order to be great in what he's called us to be. Now, this young man in this account, he was just moving on the strength of him being a young man and she being a woman, and this was just going to be what it was, that he was walking into a death trap, going into the house of a prostitute who was married and her husband was away, but it didn't matter to him. He was going to go because the flesh was in control. Come on now, brothers and sisters, we've got to get to the point where we're going to kill the flesh. We're going to get up and die daily, that flesh die daily, so that the Spirit of God that resides on the inside of us can speak to us and instruct us and show us the way that we should go. Help us in understanding the developmental processes that God is taking us through in order to get the next stage that he set up for us. I look at the account of Esther. I love that story. In Esther chapter 2, and this is where the story turns, because we know it was talking about Vashti, and Vashti showed out. And because she showed out, the king was like, no, we got to do something different. So in Esther chapter 2, verse 4, it says this, and after that, the girl who pleases you most shall be the queen instead of Vashti. That's where Esther's process began, when it stated, and the one who pleases you most shall be the queen instead of Vashti. See, it was at that moment that there was a process being set in place on Esther's behalf, that Esther was going to have to be nurtured and matured to the place where she would be the one to please the king in order for her to be the next queen, because there was some purpose attached to her life. Some that she didn't even understand at the time she was going through the process, but she held on to it. Esther had been pushed, but she eventually stepped up on the stage that God had set up for her. This stage required that Esther take on a leadership role. The stage demanded a level of faith and maturity that would lead her to step out of a survival mode and step into a deliverer mode. Everything Esther had gone through up to this point, all of the preparation that she had endured was for this stage. It would become clear to Esther on this stage of her life what the original intent of God had been for her, putting her in the position she was in now. Did you hear that? Everything Esther had gone through up until that very point, all of the preparation that she had endured was for this stage. My brothers and sisters, I want you to look at your life. I want you to look at what you've gone through. I want you to look at what you're going through even now to understand that this is all in preparation for the next stage that God has set for you. So don't be murmuring and don't be complaining. Don't be even comparing yourself, what I'm going through versus what somebody else is going through. Don't be saying, God, it looks like they don't go through nothing. God, it looks like they don't have any troubles at all. But God, it looks like I'm going through everything from, you know, from A to Z, God. It looks like I'm going through it. God, why do I have to go through this? He said, because there's purpose on your life. Because I'm preparing you for a stage that one that you're looking at won't get there. They're not going where you're going, so I don't have to take them through the strenuous preparation to get them to that place. Come on, stop complaining and accept what I'm allowing you to go through. Because I'm preparing. I have an expected end for you. I know it hurts sometimes. I know you question sometimes, God, do I have to? And you know what, God being God, he was like, no, you won't really have to. But if you don't be expecting to fulfill what it is I placed you in the earth to do unless you're ready to get in alignment, unless you're ready to obey me, unless you're ready to take heed to the lessons and the trainings that I'm taking you through, unless you're able to accept those things and go through those things, are you really expecting to get the goal? Process. When we look at Jesus, Jesus taught the disciples about the kingdom for 3 years prior to them receiving a major impartation of grace and anointing. He taught them. He laid hands and he imparted understanding so that they would operate appropriately. We've got to make sure that as we're growing in grace, as we're growing in our assignment in the earth, we have to make sure we are in position to get a level of teaching that is consistent with the stage of grace and anointing that the Father wants to release through us. Like I said, when you're comparing what they're going through versus what you're going through, they may be at a kindergarten stage in life, you're at a PhD. Come on, the lessons and the testings are not going to be the same. If I'm working on an associate's and you're working on a PhD, our language is not even going to be the same because you're talking at a doctoral level. I'm talking at just out of high school. Come on, you've got to understand that there is a different anointing and a different leverage being placed on what God has in your life based on the stage that he's taking you to. And God wants us to know this morning that many of us could be a lot more effective than we have been up to this point. If we were sitting under the right leadership, getting the appropriate teaching, and being aware of the anointing that's on our life and what the Father has invested in us. The process and the timing of God are very important to us as we progress through the stages of life and ministry. And I'm at a point now where I understand that now more than I ever have before. It takes more than an anointing to succeed. There are a lot of anointed folk in this world. There are a lot of anointed folk in this region. But even though they're anointed, they're not moving. They're not progressing. They're not fulfilling the assignment that God has placed on their lives for his original intent in the earth. They're not moving towards their destiny. Are you ready for the next stage in life? Are you ready for that next stage? Yeah, it's true. We're not always ready. Always ready. But God wants us to be. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be equipped. He wants us to be prepared. He wants us to be mature. He wants us to speak life to our situation versus speaking death. He wants us to understand truth. He wants us to understand our authority. He wants us to understand that he's given us dominion and power. He wants us to understand that he's trying to take us to a place that sometimes we don't even recognize ourselves. He wants us this morning not to be like this lad in Proverbs. He wants us to not be wooed by the voice of the enemy, to not be carried away by seducing eyes. He wants us to not be led away because of our flesh, but he wants us to be rooted and grounded in him. He wants us to lay aside every weight and sin that would so easily beset us. He wants us to run this race. He wants to be glorified through us. He wants us to be ready for that next stage. And my brothers and sisters, I believe that we can. I know that we can. I know that we can because I am in a state of readiness. I am in a place of maturity. And with excitement, I am expecting to receive that which God has, not just for me as an individual and the wife of Benny Burrell, but I'm expecting to experience the greatness that God even has for our ministry. Are you ready for the next stage? If you're not, let me help you embrace the process. You don't always understand it, but don't fight it. There are stages that we have to go through in life. You have to be under the proper leadership. You have to understand your purpose. You have to know that life is going to come with some ups and downs. But if you have faith, even the grain of a mustard seed, if you can exercise faith and be willing to mature, realizing that it takes more than your anointing to let the gifts flow, you understand that you are unique on purpose. It can help you be ready for that next stage in your life or in your ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for empowering us this morning to let us know that we don't have to be like this young lad and be foolish and overtaken, but by having your word, by yielding to the Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of us, that we can be prepared and we can receive that next stage. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for this teaching. Father, we thank you for the seeds that have been planted. And God, we thank you that they shall bring great increase. God, bless the listening audience on today and those who will listen in the days to come, God, that they will hear this message and allow it to resound within them, God, that they would share this word with others. God, as you say to us always, that after we've been empowered, we should take the responsibility to empower others. So, God, we ask that that would be done even now, and we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We pray that this has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to us. We pray for you as you go to your homes of worship this morning. If you're going out in the Richmond area, meet us at 9 o'clock at Kingdom Ministries Global Church, 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, under the leadership of Pastor Carolyn Henderson and Apostle Elroy Henderson. Be there with us and be blessed. Until next time, we love you here at the Empowerment Place. If you need us, if you have prayer requests, email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. We'll be happy to reach back out to you. God bless you all and have an empowered day.